why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Say you, say me, say it for always. That's the way it should be.
Kia ora, New Zealand, you're with Jack Tame, and my guest this morning is musical superstar Lionel Richie. Across his career, Lionel has sold more than 100 million records. He's received 5 Grammy Awards, an Academy Award, a Golden Globe. He was given the Songwriters Hall of Fame's highest honour. At the end of last year, he was also celebrated by the prestigious Kennedy Center's Honours in Washington. He's now one of the judges on the reincarnated American Idol. Lionel Richie is, of course, finding time somehow to bring his All the Hits tour to New Zealand in April. He's with us now. Good morning, or as they say in New Zealand, kia ora.
Yeah, well, kia ora back to you there, Jack. I'll tell you, everything is going great over here.
It's so exciting to have you coming down under. What is life on the road like for Lionel Richie in 2018?
Well, you know what it is. I must tell you, things have changed a little bit. You know, everyone keeps telling me, is it grueling on the road? It's rough on the road. No, listen, I'm using this now as the vacation, you know. Whenever you want to get out of the house, you know, I get to get away from the kids, the grandkids, and everybody. I have an excuse to go someplace.
So do you just do you choose where you're going to go by nice vacation spots? You think, that's a nice part of the world, I'm going to go there.
I mean, come on, can you mess up your side of the world? No, not in the late summer, early fall. I mean, come on. And the wonderful part about it is I now have friends there. So it's not like I'm coming over and I don't know anyone. I've got fans waiting for me for the show, and I've got friends, of course, who want to go out to dinner every night. So it's basically my vacation.
Oh, fantastic. So who are your friends here?
Well, I've got a bunch of friends that I've known probably for the last 10, maybe 15, 20 years, maybe. And so over the years, well, for example, I mean, the Commodores, the bass player of the Commodores is staying over there.
Yeah.
And he flies back and forth. So it's just one of those things where I find it really wonderful to not worry about where to go. In other words, I get to go out, they'll take me to dinner every day. So, I mean, Ronald LaPred, the bass player for the Commodores, is right there in Auckland, New Zealand.
So. Yeah. So you're not looking up for restaurant reviews on the internet or anything like that?
No, no, no. I promise you, my biggest problem with Ronald is, let's stop going out and just, I need to stay home and stop eating, because, you know, there's what we have to remember is someone has to fit in those pants.
So when you're on the road, do you still get the same kick out of playing music for people? You don't just come for the vacation, right?
Oh, no, 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 no. When I say vacation, I mean, it really is a job and a show. But let me tell you what people don't understand. I only see the audience. I never see my show.
Yeah.
So what I'm looking at is every night the audience will put on a show that's right in front of me. I have the best seat in the house. And I must tell you, every time I tour, whatever I thought was absolutely insane the last time I was there, it gets funnier as time goes on, because I'll forget the lyrics, and the crowd now knows all the lyrics. The next thing is, I'll dress up in my outfit and they'll come in their 1970s Commodore look.
Yeah.
In the audience, they'll dress up with their Afro wigs and their mustache, you know, and I'm looking at them in the audience going, what am I looking at? And by the way, this, I didn't tell them to come like this. This is how they come to the show.
Yeah.
And so by the time this show is over with, I have had the greatest time city by city, because everyone's going to come with their own personality and sing along with me.
Yeah.
So it's perfect.
Yeah. See, that's so refreshing to hear, because when you consider your career and your incredible life, you don't have anything left to prove. You know that, right? You don't have to keep touring.
Well, see, except for one area. I must tell you, I went through a very difficult time for about the last 4 to 5 years, because everything was perfect. And then the grandkids came along, and I realized they have no idea who the hell I am.
so they're not giving you enough credit.
They didn't give me enough credit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I was the guy who took them to the hamburger place or we went out to the park, you know.
Yeah.
So finally, I took them to a concert, and they said, "Oh, my God, Pop can sing." And I said, "Yeah, well, that's what I do." So it's been a lot of fun. But you're right. I don't have anything to prove, except I just have to enjoy the ride now. You know, if I could, and what the real blessing is that, thank God, you know, the music stayed around.
I mean,
you know, because normally in this business, you can't guarantee if your song is going to last forever. But thank God people were married and engaged and partied on the Commodores and the song.
You know what it is? I just think people like dancing.
Well, please me. I think that's probably the best escape in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because remember now, somewhere between dancing and karaoke, we've got it covered.
Totally. How is life as a grandparent?
Now, that was a little different, I must tell you. Thank you very much. Because, you know, I'm coming home thinking I'll just sit in the backyard and watch the kids run around the pool and blah, blah, blah. No, what's that terrifying word? Chase me, Pop.
So there's no relaxing.
And it's no relaxing, but I must tell you, it's a wonderful, wonderful pleasure to be with some crazy little kids. And by the way, they're smart.
Yeah.
You know, with the I can't tell stories that I thought I could make up, because they go, "That's not what happened, Pop," and they go over and Google it.
Yeah.
You know, and so all of my dad's stories don't work anymore because they look it up to see if it's real or not.
Well, you know what? If they Google you, and I'm sure they will one day, they will come across some amazing numbers. The tens of millions, if not more than 100 million records you have sold worldwide, your numerous Grammy Awards, your Academy Awards, your Golden Globe. I mean, you had 100,000 people watch you at Glastonbury in 2015. You've had, like I say, the most extraordinary life. And I wonder if you could take us back to Lionel Richie growing up in the middle of Alabama. Is there any moment that you could have pictured this existence for yourself?
No. I mean, you have to understand, I was, and I always tell people this, just imagine, here's the setting of the beginning of my motion picture. I'm standing there, I'm too short to play basketball, too slow to run track, too tiny to play football. Wrestling was not the sport I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I'm standing there with a white pair of shorts and a T-shirt with a tennis racket in my hand. And no girls were around the tennis court. Now, that's the opening of my entire life. Now, from there to go to where I am now, it's unbelievable, because, you know, I didn't know I was a writer. You know, you don't know that you're a singer. You know, the first band I ever joined in my life was the Commodores.
Yeah.
So it's actually a fairy tale kind of situation. Of course, I look back on it, and I think the part I enjoy the most is when I walked into that room with my mom and dad and told them I'm quitting school for a semester. We're the Black Beatles, and we're going to take over the world.
Yeah.
The shock and awe on my parents' faces.
Yeah.
Was only matched by the fact of my face, because I really believed it.
Yeah, that is amazing. Yeah, yeah. You and sincerely thought it was possible.
Here I am talking to you, you know, 40-something years later, and damn it, it worked.
Yeah. Because Alabama in the 50s cannot have been a place of grand dreams.
No. Listen, there's the Chitlin' Circuit, there's, you know, country music, there's every kind of prejudice you want to imagine. Segregation was everywhere. I mean, you know, was there any major hope? No. You know, I was fortunate to be able to be raised on a university campus, but still, it was a bubble. You know, 15 minutes outside of Tuskegee, I'm back in the rural South, and all rules did not apply. So,
yeah.
you know, to be able to now get on a plane and you land in London, you land in Australia, you land in New Zealand, China, and they all know, oh my God, there's Lionel Richie, there's the Commodores.
Yeah.
You know, it's a far jump, but I think that the part that I enjoy the most is that, you know, dreams do come true. I tell that to all the kids. I'm doing American Idol right now here in America, and I tell them, I said, you know, just because I'm telling you no does not mean it's not going to happen. I said, I heard no with the Commodores more than I ever heard yes.
Yeah.
But the point is, you just have to believe that it's going to happen to you. That's the key to the whole thing.
You know, the world is a funny place. It's in a funny time at the moment. It's a divided place. I wondered about We Are the World, and if you think something like We Are the World could happen again in 2018, if you could have the success that you had with that.
You know, I've had that question a couple of times, and it made me pause to think for a minute. You know, where we are is that we're so jaded as a world.
Mm.
You know, the people are dying. You know, we have more wars than we've ever had since the time of We Are the World. You know, we as a human race, we just don't get it. I've gotten to the point we keep thinking that life is this reality show. It's not. It really is happening. And until it happens to you, then all of a sudden it becomes, oh, my God, we have to do something about it.
Yeah.
But we don't get the fact that we are our brother's keeper. Now, as my father would say to me years ago, there's nothing wrong with the world. It's just the folks in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and we are just not figured it out yet that unless we learn how to live together, we are going to get rid of ourselves. The world's going to be here. The world's not going anywhere.
Yeah. Hey, so what can we expect when you're playing in New Zealand? What songs are you going to be playing? You're playing Commodore stuff as well?
Oh, get ready. Are you kidding? First of all, I'm bringing Nile Rodgers Cheek with me, okay? So if you thought you wanted to relive what was it like in the 70s and the 80s, we're bringing it, okay?
Yeah.
And it is going to be fantastically one giant party and sing-along. And so just, you know, bring your bell-bottoms and whatever else you can bring from the past. But it's going to be wild and crazy Afro night. I'm telling you, I can only tell you I'm bringing all the Commodore songs. I'm bringing all the 70s and 80s stuff.
Yeah, yeah. You know what?
It
is so exciting. It really is. I can hear joy in your voice, Lionel.
You know why? Because, you know, Niall and I have been trying to play together for the longest time. And so this gives me an opportunity to hang out with one of my dear friends. So it's not like we're going to go and have a show and he's going to be in one dressing room. We're actually going to hang out. So what you're going to see on stage is the two of us actually celebrating being here, number one, and also the fact that we get to hang together as artists, as friends.
It is such a pleasure to have you coming to our Fair Shores. We're very excited indeed. Take care of yourself in the meantime, and thank you so much, Lionel Richie. It's a real pleasure.
Thank you so much, and I'll see you backstage for sure, I hope.
I hope so too. I really look forward to it.
See you when I get there. Bye-bye.
That is Lionel Richie. His All the Hits tour featuring Nile Rodgers has two shows, Thursday the 12th of April at Spark Arena in Auckland, and the 15th of April, that's a Sunday, at Horncastle Arena in Ōtautahi, Christchurch. LionelRichie.com, of course, is his website. We'll put all the ticket details up at newstalkzb.co.nz, but you can get it either the Ticketmaster or the Ticketek websites. I really enjoyed that interview. He's got a real joie de vivre, doesn't he, Lionel Richie?